Hello, all you radiant beings. Welcome to another edition of Adagio with me, your host, Drew Darling. Did you recognize this week's opening selection? It's a little obscure these days, and that's a shame, because it was once a standard. It was trumpeter Chet Baker and his bandmate Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, and their version of "Tis Autumn." Nat King Cole was the first to record it, and his silky smooth treatment was a big boost getting this song into the public heart. And we'll feature his version, but first a little foreshadowing might help it sink in. One of the terms musicologists reference when analyzing a piece of music is mood, meaning the feel of a piece. And while that might seem a nebulous term, mood is the sum of some very distinctive elements, such as melody, lyrics, rhythm, and the overall sound of the piece, known as timbre. And when those elements match up and blend together to describe what many of us are already feeling and help us to feel it more fully, that's where music meets magic. Take the melody of Tis Autumn, for example. Notice when you hear it how, for the most part, it descends through each phrase like rain, like falling leaves. Or take the rhythm of the piece. It follows the more thoughtful pace of autumn that has been reined in from the up-tempo, carefree rhythm of our lives in summer. Consider the lyrics of Tis Autumn. They're light and simple, easy to remember, but they're clever and they're comic, which makes them extra sticky for our memory to latch onto. Yet, while the lyrics are simple, the chord progression is complex, with shifts from major to minor and sprinkled with intricate augmented chords along the way. When this sort of gentle complexity matches up with our feelings of autumn, it allows the piece to settle into that sweet spot of familiarity, like an articulation of a thing we are only vaguely aware of. Another one of the songwriter's secrets is that descending melodies and easygoing tempos are a sure bet to evoke a touch of nostalgia, that same hint of melancholy that often comes with autumn. Here then is the silvery smooth artistry of Nat King Cole and the recording that launched Tis Autumn onto the charts and into the hearts of millions of people. A piece employing similar techniques to Sneak Up and Pull You In by Diana Krall and her band will follow it.
Father Time checked so there'd be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. it's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-la-di-dum. Tis autumn.
Does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowns and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled. Thank you.
lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live thank you.
this world the flower of the you.
Another song I'd like to share with you this week is the one written by the magnificent French poet Jacques Prévert, a song of bittersweet memories, regret, and begrudging acceptance. He called it Les Feuilles Mortes, or The Dead Leaves, and it had a preamble that went something like, "Oh, I would so love you to remember those happy days when we were friends. Back when life was more beautiful and the sun brighter than today. The leaves fall by the shovelful. You see, I haven't forgotten. They fall by the shovelful, as do the memories and the regrets. And the north wind carries them in the cold nights of oblivion. You see, I haven't forgotten the song you used to sing me." It's a song that resembles us. You who loved me and I who loved you, and we lived together, you who loved me and I who loved you. But life separates those who love each other, gently and quietly, and the sea erases the footsteps in the sand of lovers who have parted. Dead leaves fall by the shovelful, as do memories and regrets, but my love, silent and faithful, is ever smiling and grateful. I loved you completely. You were so beautiful. How do you expect me to forget you? Back then, life was more beautiful and the sun burned brighter than today. You were my sweetest friend, but I'll have nothing to do with regrets. And the song you sang, always, always I will hear it. I have a priceless recording of it here by the French actor and singer Yves Montand. Here he is late in his career singing it in a string of sold-out performances at the Olympia Theater in Paris.
Oh, je voudrais... Oh, je voudrais tant que tu te souviennes. Oh, je voudrais tant que tu te souviennes des jours heureux, nous étions amis. En ce temps-là, la vie était plus belle et le soleil plus brûlant qu'aujourd'hui. Les feuilles mortes se ramassent à l'appel, tu vois, je n'ai pas oublié. Les feuilles mortes se ramassent à l'appel, les souvenirs et les regrets aussi. Et le vent du nord les emporte dans la nuit froide de l'oubli. Tu vois, je n'ai pas oublié la chanson que tu me chantais. C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble. Toi, tu m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble. Toi qui m'aimais, moi qui t'aimais. Mais la vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et la mer est face sur le sable, les pas des amants désunis.
That was Yves Montand singing the Jacques Prévert song Les Feuilles Mortes. And if you liked it, if you thought that as moving a performance as I did, be sure to check out the video I'll post at radioadagio.com. It's very moving, I can tell you. Montand immerses himself entirely in the regrets and the bittersweet memories the song speaks to. And in case you probably know, but in case you were just thinking that melody sounds awfully familiar, yes, the song written by Jacques Prévert with music by Joseph Cosma, Les Feuilles Mortes, has been translated and reworked by Johnny Mercer into the English version, Autumn Leaves. And the song so speaks to the longing of the human heart that it has been translated into our English version by Johnny Mercer, but also into Dutch, into Estonian, Finnish, German, Hungarian, Italian, Romanian, Russian, Slovenian, into Spanish, and into Swedish. And those are just the ones I know of. We're going to hear the version Duke Ellington produced with Ossie Bailey singing with Ray Nance playing violin. This is Autumn Leaves.
C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble, toi tu m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble, moi qui t'aimais, toi qui mais la vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement. sans fail de bruit. Et la mer effacée sur le sable, les pas des amants désunis. start to
music making at its very best, the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Ozzie Bailey and Ray Nance on the Johnny Mercer adaptation of the Jacques Prévert, Joseph Kosma composition in its English version, Autumn Leaves. And that right there is the whole point of the exercise, ladies and gentlemen. I spend each week gathering up the finest pieces of music I can throw a rope around and bring them to you each week at this time, in this hour we call Adagio. And if you care to consult a playlist, be sure to visit our website, radioadagio.com, where all the details are assembled. And as autumn is so much about the trees, here is a poem you might like, written and read by the British actress Zoe Caldwell.
On behalf of trees, they say God got lonely and created us folk. Did God do it in wisdom or as a sick joke? We're the image of him or the image of her. We're not wearing antlers, we're not born with fur. But did God really know, when he gave us all birth, what havoc we'd wreak upon this good earth? They say we're superior, the most highly evolved, but in all these millennia, we still haven't solved how to live in this world harmoniously. So we pollute the atmosphere, rivers, and sea. Take this summer, for instance. So mind-blowingly hot, was not about what you could do, but could not. Because of insecticides, couldn't eat peaches, and with bloodied syringes, couldn't swim in the beaches. To breathe was quite dangerous. Not breathing was worse. Till it seemed as though merely surviving's a curse. And when the rain falls from Nome to Lake Placid, it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining lethal acid. But I am speaking on behalf of some trees. I think before trees we get down on our knees and say, thank you, O trees, for making air pure. For without you, dear, dear trees, we just might not endure. But how do we treat you? We slash and we burn you, uproot and bulldoze and generally spurn you. Well, I've had enough. And I think God has too. So as from this moment, here's what we all do. We come to our senses and begin to take care. Or we'll wake up one morning and find we're not there. So let's start cosseting the ozone and doing all we can to make God not ashamed he thought up man.
Thank you.
That was Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake by Lang Lang. From his album The Magic of Lang Lang on Deutsche Grammophon.
The fallen leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses. Soon I'll hear a winter song, but I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall. Yes, I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to leave it here for the week, but we can pick up where we left off next week and hear some more songs of autumn. If you would like to know exactly what has been played, go to our website, radioadagio.com, where you can find all the credits you need and see Yves Montand live at the Olympia Theatre in Paris, standing and delivering in a very moving performance of Les Feuilles Mortes. Have a great week, everyone. Bye for now.
Precious days I'll spend with you. Days I'll spend.